Listen to Sports Radio 100.3 The Team from anywhere you go. Real-time scores and headlines, a feed of our social networking sites, event calendar with station appearances and upcoming broadcast schedule, and our show host blogs. It's all online, TeamMyrtleBeach.com.
Welcome back. Good Monday morning to you. Sports Radio 100.3 The Team, TeamMyrtleBeach.com. We are 38 minutes past the hour here on a Monday morning, off and running. What's your good, what's your bad, what's your ugly? From the weekend in sports, we just shared ours with you. Also, Pat, apparently, we screwed this up. We started thinking of names. We were like, this is all we can think of. This is all we can think of. You know, we were thinking about the clean guys of the last couple decades. Basically, I'm going back to 1990. You know, 90s, 2000s. Really, that's it, because I'm looking at the guys that basically have retired in the last 5 years or more, and we're talking about the best players of that generation, and we're looking at the clean guys. And you and I let it off. We're going to get to a big announcement here in just a sec, but we let it off with Ken Griffey Jr., obviously. That's top of mind with his Hall of Fame induction. We said Derek Jeter, and we said Chipper Jones, and we were like, we really can't think of anybody else. So my buddy Ian, like, put me in my place. Because he texted me. He goes, Frank Thomas. I said, oh, yeah, that's a pretty good one. The entire Braves pitching staff. Oh, yeah, yeah, those guys were pretty good. Cal Ripken. So there were some other pretty good players. And Twitter has already started to respond. Some people are taking it seriously, I think. Others not so much. So what do we got so far? And then we'll pick up this discussion in a little bit.
So far, we have two tweets from Mariano Rivera, one from Christopher, one from Chris. Then Chris also writes in Jim Tomei. He puts Jim Tomei's name in there. And then George takes it a different direction and says a fictional character, Kenny Powers.
You know, why not? Why not?
The mullet was money.
Yeah. I just saw a Facebook post that said if Monday was a haircut, it'd be a mullet. That's pretty good. All right. I got something to share with you guys. You know, I've always been one to... be very upfront with you, you know. I share my life openly through this microphone. I have no problem with that, and I've always done it, you know, and I feel comfortable doing that sort of thing. I can't tell you how much I appreciate. Even the other day, I was in a furniture store and had some comments about my mother, and so I can't tell you how much I appreciate the people giving me well wishes and things on that. I did not do it for that purpose. I did it just to, you know, just to tell you where I'd been, because I disappeared, you know, for about a week and a half, 2 weeks, and I felt the need to share with you at that time where I'd been. So, you know, so many times changes will happen with radio programs, and I've seen this happen many, many times in my career where a change will happen, and you never know. You never know what happened. What happened to that guy? Where did he go? You know, because either, you know, someone will get fired, and that's not what's happening here, but someone will get fired, or, you know, someone will take a new job and they'll get removed from the airwaves immediately, and I've always hated that. Well, there's a change happening here, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate the folks here at Cumulus Media allowing me to finish the right way. And we're going to finish the right way, and we're going to start this week off by telling you that we are finishing. This show is coming to its conclusion this coming Friday. Friday will be our final show. And the reason being, and this has become relatively public information, the whole staff here knows, all of our clients know, my friends know, and even friends of friends, the people I connect with on Facebook, which is a fair number of listeners, they found out yesterday, you know, and so I felt the need to share it this morning so that you knew kind of what our angle was this week as we do some different things this week. We'll have some different interviews. We're going to have some different guests. We're going to have an absolute blast. But I'm just going to tell you where I'm at, you know, and where I'm at is I have had an amazing time the last 5 years in this role as your talk show host, whether it be your sports talk show host, whether it be in the afternoons like we started or in the mornings the last couple of years. It's been amazing. I've truly been living my dream job I had as a kid, to be able to do a sports talk show on the radio and to do play-by-play at the college level. And I can't thank Matt Hogue, the athletic director, and the entire administration at Coastal Carolina University for the opportunity that they gave me to be their men's basketball broadcaster the last 2 years, women's before that, Joe Cashin and Lane Harris and the guys that allowed me to be a part of the football broadcast team, and getting to work with the amazing baseball team at Coastal Carolina. You know, so proud of that. So proud of that. And I've had an amazing time. But as we move through life, priorities change, and things that we want out of life change. And as many of you are aware, you know, I would get comments all the time. Man, I hear you on the air all the time. I hear you on the air. You work all the time. And I do. I work all the time. I do a morning show. I do games at night. And being in sports broadcasting isn't the only thing I do. I handle sales and marketing. I work with many of our clients. I program these stations. I work with our interns. You know, I speak at Coastal Carolina. I have a lot of jobs, and I love it. But I've decided to draw back on that a little bit. And I was presented with an opportunity a couple weeks ago to move to a different city that I desire to live in. That's Raleigh, North Carolina. And that's actually where I spent my weekend. I was up in Raleigh looking at apartments and everything like that, to work with a group called the Curtis Media Group and to be on their business development team, to work in sales in a major market, which is a strong skill set of mine, to step away from this for a while and to focus on my family, which has become very important to me these last couple of months, my friends, racing, which has become very important to me. You know, getting out and doing these triathlons and stuff like that. I had to make a choice, you know, whether or not I was going to continue to do triathlons or go into football season. It would be impossible to do both. And so I'm choosing to just live life in a different way. And so I can't thank you guys enough for allowing me to be a part of your lives and for being a huge part of mine. It's been awesome. It's been awesome. You know, and the station is in great hands with guys like Pat, and they'll be running the show, and we'll figure out where the show goes from here. And all that, but certainly continuing forward with our high school football coverage, our college football coverage, our NFL coverage, that is going to continue. I'm doing everything in my power to leave this place better than when I found it. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that here these last 5 years. So I just needed to take 5 minutes today to tell you, because I don't want to disappear on you, you know, and I'll put a post up on Facebook later this week. You know, I want to make sure people know. I don't want a situation, and it's probably still going to happen, where phone calls are going to come in next week. People are on vacation this week, and phone calls will come in saying, you know, what happened to the morning show, you know, and I want to limit that from happening. And I want to tell you that I hold the folks here at Cumulus and Coastal Carolina in the highest regard. This was a lifestyle decision that's been weighing on me for a couple of months. And then when the right opportunity was presented to me, I couldn't say no. I couldn't say no to it. So I'm really excited about what my future holds. I'm really excited for what the future holds for Coastal Carolina. I'm going to be at a ton of games, you know, as a fan. I'm going to sit in the stands. I'm going to tailgate. I'm going to do the stuff that makes me love sports. You know, I'm going to get back into playing hockey and doing some different things that a bigger city allows me to do. And so we just want to tell you guys that. You know, we just want to tell you guys that. So this week we're going to have some fun. I'm actually hopeful. One of the things we're working on is getting my buddies, Matt Paris, who now works with WBTW, and Justin Padgett, who works for Under Armour, and of course Pat, and having, basically my three producers, the three guys that were a huge part of this show for the last 5 years. Matt was the first one, JP was the middle reliever, and Pat's been our closer, you know, helping us close it out the last couple years. And one day we're gonna all hang out for an hour, and we're just gonna talk shop and sports, and, you know, I'm gonna do interviews with Coastal, I'm gonna try to get some coaches on. I've already communicated with them, you know, and so those folks know. We're just gonna have a lot of fun this week, you know, we're gonna have a lot of fun this week, and it's nothing to, I've talked to some listeners that are close friends. I know they're not happy with me about it. They like this show, and I appreciate that more than you know, for you to not be happy about it. But at the same time, I hope you're happy for me, because this is just a change in lifestyle, a change in things that I desire to do. You know, it's my heart's just not there anymore. To be a year and a half ago, to be sitting in a broadcast booth with a headset on, I wanted to be nowhere else. That was my happy place. You know, I could forget about all my stresses and all my problems and focus on a game. Now, there's just other places I want to be, you know, and this new opportunity is going to make that possible. So, that's what we're doing this week. It's been a very interesting last couple of weeks as we build up to all this, but I will be here every day this week with you. And again, we're going to have a lot of fun. We'll post some things on social networking. We will keep you guys posted as to what the future is, you know, of this show, of things in the afternoon, of anything that's coming along. Our guys at Sports Talk, you know, they're aware of the situation They're going to be on with you every day still from 6 until 8 and all that. And so we're going to continue to bring you the best in local sports possible here on the Grand Strand. And it's been my absolute pleasure to be a part of this and be a part of this community in the way I have for the last 5 years. So thank you, guys. Thank you. Continue to stay tuned in this week. Continue to stay tuned in after that, because there's cool things that are going to be happening. So that's what's going on this week. Just needed a moment to tell you that. Let's get back into the program. We're going to talk a little bit about the Olympics. We're going to get into our poll question about Ken Griffey Jr. Where does he rank among the greatest players, the best player in the 90s and 2000s, that generation? We'll talk about some other names, and I've got some NFL training camp news to get into as well. All of that is coming up next.